Oromia shall be free by Zulalu Rahman Muhammad Hussein Ibra. When I think of Ethiopian government, I can see generation of people dying and homeless. Oromia is our country, but not anymore. Bountiful farms, wealthy establishments, places of learning were taken by hands of Ethiopian government. To protest meant being killed, beaten, or put in prison. Ethiopian government degrades Oromo people. They are racist. They treated Tigray people with justice, but Oromo people are treated like slaves. My people escaped the country to learn this around the world, while others sang for freedom. Umar Suleiman sang for freedom. Dubachi sunis, chari sunis, dubina madiba. It's hard to speak and it's hard to be quiet. He protested for years. Ethiopian government tried to silence him, so he escaped to Norway, but he is still demanding our rights. Oromo people do not want to protest anymore, because they know what will happen if they try to protest. But that's not true. Let's stand strong together. That's how we get our rights. Inshallah, I hope one day Oromo people will have their rights.